Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting third. The DH, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatcher strikes out. 1-1. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Boedeker, and towards Wilkerson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Boedeker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Gwynn reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Joyner takes first base on ball four. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quinn moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Main strikes out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quinn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joyner scores. Eisenreich moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Main settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Zupczyk. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Nairing can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jeffries scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Joyner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner strikes out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Main is 0-for-1 in the game. Main hits a pop-up towards short. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilkerson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive beyond short. Howard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to second. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn throws towards second. Nehring fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nehring. Jeffries moves to second. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich is walked intentionally. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Maine is 0-for-2 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Zupcik hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Zupcik goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive for a single. Brunansky moves to third. Steve Shiflett now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring bunts towards first. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Cooper moves to second. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. Cooper scores. There goes Nehring trying to get to home. McRae throws the ball into Howard, who relays the ball to Main, who tags Nehring, who came all the way from first, for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilkerson bunts and there's an error on the play. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Peña and he is out, Rivera applying the tag. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupcik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Brunansky reaches third base with a triple. Hatcher scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Mike Magnant now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gwynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a line drive towards third. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a line drive for a single. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maine is 0-for-3 in the game. Maine hits a line drive for a single. Joyner moves to second. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner moves to third. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane pinch hits for David Howard. Greg Harris now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Jeffries now playing second base. Brent Maine now playing third base. Rico Rossi now playing shortstop. Mike McFarlane now catching. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zupczyk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCray is 0 for 4 in the game. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCray for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a line drive for a single. Tony Foss is now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.